Welcome to the Servant Leadership Institute podcast. Today we will listen in as Robin Swift, president of SLI, talks with Renee Van Heel, the founder and president of Pay It Forward Processing. Renee will share the story of Pay It Forward and the role servant leadership plays in her company and in her life. We know you'll enjoy her views on the results she has experienced through the power of leading with your heart.
So Renee, it's so great to have you here today. Welcome to our podcast on servant leadership. And I remember when I first met you, you were at our conference, and we had Ken Blanchard and John Maxwell, Cheryl Batchelder, Art was there, of course, Stephen M. R. Covey. At the end, you just jumped up on stage and you hand me your phone and said, "Robin, take a picture of me." And I was just I just love your enthusiasm for life and servant leadership. And so welcome here today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to come and share and to share what you guys have done for our company and for me personally. It's just been a huge blessing. So I thank you.
Well, tell us a little bit about your company, Pay It Forward Processing. What do you do?
It's so boring. We actually provide credit card processing for businesses. So we started the company. It's going to be 15 years this year that we started it. And the number one reason we started it, it is really, excuse the language, but it's a sleazy industry. Top five of the sleaziest. There's so many companies out there that will lie to the businesses, overcharge them, and they get by with it. And so I had a lot of friends that had small businesses, and I just saw them being taken advantage of. So I went home one day and I said, "Honey, this is going to be our next business. We're going to start a credit card processing company." And the look on his face was awesome. It was so awesome because he just looked at me again like I was crazy. And that was 15 years ago. And so I interviewed over 200 businesses and found out what they didn't like about their processors. One, a big one, they get stuck in contracts where businesses think that the contracts are signed so their rates won't go up. Oh no. It's the processors that they get you in a contract and then they raise your rates. Happens all the time. So that was one thing. We've never had anybody sign a contract. So, and there's other things that we do. I just took all the negatives, turned them into positives, and 15 years later, we're just doing amazing.
Wow. And, you know, it's really not boring what you do because you have the pay it forward part of it. So tell us a little bit about that piece.
Well, I think in life, so many people want to pay it forward, but they don't always know how. So what we have done, we actually put a program together called Every Swipe Benefits Charity. And my husband and I take a portion of every swipe nationwide from every single client, and we donate a portion of that back to charities. And we implemented that program just a little over 2 years ago. And it's been incredible. It's just been, we hit our second year, $100,000 we gave away. And the nonprofits have to be vetted. 70 cents on the dollar has to go for the cause. We're really great. Picky on the nonprofits. So Pay It Forward Processing is our for-profit company. Every Swipe Benefits Charity is an actual 501c3 nonprofit.
So that, by creating that nonprofit, it gave a real purpose to when you started out saying this, we went into a boring business. But really, it's got an amazing amount of impact now and influence throughout the community.
It does. It really does. And I just think every business needs to have a giving arm where they give something, you know, and it doesn't always have to be money. And it can be volunteering somewhere, or it can just be being kind to somebody, say a kind word to somebody, make them smile. But there has to be an intentional giving arm, I believe, in every single company. So we were really excited when this all came about. And we've actually had our 501c3 for over 15 years, but actively used it when the fires happened in 2007. We lost our house and we started a group called Fired Up Sisters. And that has really led into the giving arm also, because there were 1,100 homes that went. 600 women joined our group. They all lost their homes. And through all of them volunteering their time, we raised over $5 million in money, goods, and services. So when I finally came back to work, like 3 years ago after rebuilding the house and everything, I said, there's got to be a way to implement this so we can actually be excited about going to work. And our entire team, our office staff, our sales staff nationwide, they have never been more engaged and excited about doing it. And what really, really made it go full circle was when I attended that Servant Leadership Institute. And that's why I was so excited.
The conference, yeah.
Yeah, the conference, you know. And when, you know, with Ken Blanchard, I grew my business reading Ken Blanchard's books and John Maxwell's. If I found something wasn't working in business, I would go find one of their books and read it. So, and when Art was talking about servant leadership and what it's all about and why we need it, I just went, I felt like I was home. I finally had a name to what I wanted to produce. And I would pick Art's brain, and I even picked Ken Blanchard's brain. And so they just have had such an impact on making this happen. So I just want to encourage other businesses, you know, find something, some way to give back. And like I say, it doesn't always have to be money.
Yeah, no, that's a fantastic point. And you find yourself, you were referring to the fires in San Diego a few years ago. And, you know, you found yourself in a position not all of us have ever, you know, experienced. And that is when everything you own, you know, your whole stability in life, your home, you lose. I mean, that's got to also bring you back to just who am I? You know, what's my purpose in life? Yeah. I mean, it really sheds you of a lot of layers we form, right?
Well, and we do have people ask us with our Every Swipe Benefits charity program. I've had businesses ask me, are you crazy? And it's like, no, because we know what it's like to lose literally everything. We are out of town. So we watched our house on CNN burn like 20 times. You know how they get one of the best fires and show it time and time again? That was our house. So, but you find out you just don't need that much. And it was incredible because, and this is what was another life lesson. I used to collect angels from all over the world. It was nothing for me to spend $10,000, $20,000 on a beautiful glass angel. The only thing that survived the fire was a little angel statue 6 inches tall that I got at the 99-cent store at Escondido. So it's like, okay, fine, I'll quit spending money on stupid stuff. But that's why the Every Swipe Benefits Charity, we can give the money to people and to nonprofits that need it. And I don't want anybody to ever have to go through that life lesson. And maybe they'll listen when I say, just do a nice little giving arm. It'll work. So you don't have to lose your house to have to change that attitude.
Yeah, well, great for that you learned, you know. That's, yeah, as they say, something good comes out of these things.
But, always.
You know, when it's servant leadership, we really have to remind ourselves, it is the golden rule that people are not here for you to use, but for you to serve. And, you know, it's the principle of treating others as one wish to be treated themselves. Yeah. And it's in a facet of every religion in the world. So, you know, what do you think, like, where we find ourselves in today's world with so much anger and violence and so much going on, you know, I hear so much on the news lately about leadership, 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 we're lacking leadership, and it's like, I just want to get the word out that their servant leadership makes a huge difference in people feeling powerful and empowered, if you will. How do you look at that situation these days?
It truly makes a big difference. And even the people that work for us, our office staff, they've watched me evolve. Okay, I was not born a giving person. And some people are, I think the majority of us are not. And it's something that we have to make a conscious decision. And like in our business, family comes first all the time. So when people want to take time off to go do things with their family, it's always a yes. We let them do that. It can't be, you know, 120 days in a row, but no, we guarantee that. But you have to honor those people, and you have to put people first over profits. And if you do that, I promise you, you will be rewarded. I mean, David and I are a perfect example. But we always tell people, family first, then our staff comes, and our clients come. And then it's David and I. And it takes a while, and you have to check yourself at the door. You know, we were offered this really nice contract with 200 clients, but their core values did not meet what ours were. And it was hard to say no. Mm-hmm. That's the hardest thing. You have to be okay. You know, and we had an account that processed over $4 million a month, and the guy was skimming. off from his employees. And we had to, you know, have that conversation. We stopped processing with him. And he's now out of business. And I really do think, you know, that whole thing, what goes around comes around. But you looking and working towards that servant leadership, that's why I like what you guys do with your podcasts. You have your, you know, your webinars that you do. You have to hear it and you have to work on implementing it. It's not going to happen overnight. But if it's something that you feel is going to be good for your heart and soul and it's going to be for good for the people with you, you that are working with you, you've got to start implementing it. Start learning about it at least.
So how did you get started? You were inspired by hearing these greats talk about it. And what did you do? Take us on kind of your journey, if you will, on what you did.
I actually got up and attended a breakfast at 7 a.m. and it took me an hour and 20 minutes in rush hour traffic in San Diego to meet Art Barter. And that is truly, and I had given my word to somebody that I would meet them there for the breakfast. I'm going, I didn't know who Art was. I didn't know any of that. And he was being interviewed by R.J. Kelly. And I sat through that. And he had the first book that he wrote, The Art of Servant Leadership. And I heard him talk and I'm going, oh, this is so what I want to implement. And I was so excited that I had somebody that I could now follow a system. And that's what you guys have done with servant leadership. And I so appreciate it because I got the book. I read it. Then what do? I call Art, have questions. Don't be afraid to ask.
I know, that's so great. I was actually there that morning. I remember that, getting up early to fighting traffic. But that's right.
That's when we first met. Oh my gosh, yeah. I forgot about that.
And Art, for those of you who don't know, he's our founder and CEO. And, you know, his mission is really in setting up the Institute was to inspire and equip those we influence to make a positive difference in the world. Yeah. So you're doing that.
So he won. He won me over.
But that's really our mission intention, and that is our focus. We are for profit as well. So, yes, there's the bottom line. Yes, there's accountability and all of that. But having this purpose keeps, you know, I think it also just keeps one's spirits up, generally speaking, because you have a bigger purpose than just, oh, I come to work every day and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Well, and I also think, you know, it brings you joy. It truly, truly does. When you know that you're respecting people and honoring people, they feel it, you know. And I think with this, the millennial age that's coming up, they want to make a difference. They want a purpose. So this is something we need to learn from them, that they want to be part of something that's bigger than them. And when you're being the me-ism and being selfish, it just doesn't bring that joy and that satisfaction because I used to be there. I know. I used to be very materialistic and everything was about the bottom line, and it's not. It truly is not. And I hope that, you know, everybody can have that awakening, I guess that could be a word, and the realization that there is more to giving back and serving others. It's incredible. It's incredible.
So, Renee, what did you do? Talk us through just the process of learning. You know, you started with yourself, obviously, by learning, listening, asking questions. Like you said, you're not afraid to reach out to an Art, a Ken, whoever it may be, and say, hey, I need some help. What practical things made a difference when you went back to your business or your team and looked at really integrating some aspect of servant leadership?
One of the very first things we did, we brought our entire team together, all our office staff and our salespeople. And I said, I wanted to know what was important to them. And I wanted to know what their core values were as people. So we had, you know, a big board and everybody kept writing what their core values were. And it's interesting, the ones that do not have that core value of giving and wanting to serve others, they're no longer with us. And not that we let them go, but they didn't agree with the direction we were going. In fact, we used to have a partner and we bought him out. Because he did not like the Every Swipe Benefits charity because it would have come out of some of his pocket. And it was okay. It's totally okay. It's not that, you know, you're not a good person or something, but you have to understand it's a road that some people want to follow. And I'm super glad that our team, 90% stayed with us. And they are so incredibly happy. And when I just did 90-day reviews. And every single one of them said they're having more fun. It's not a job anymore. We're actually having fun going out and talking to people.
That's fantastic. So first step was just getting everybody on board, and those that didn't want to be on board, yep. It's okay for them, as Ken Blanchard said, share them with the competition, right?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you just...
Oh, I like that.
That's one of our favorite Ken-isms. But definitely, you know, that's okay. It isn't for everybody. They just... And I do believe, like you said, Renee, this isn't something we're inherently born with necessarily, that we just want to give. But a servant leader really starts with their own heart, you know, looking inside who they are. And you can make that change by spending time saying, is this the person I really want to be? Are my motivations right? Am I doing the right thing that feels good to me?
Well, and what I really enjoyed about hearing Art speak at first is he was real. He didn't sugarcoat it. He wasn't always a servant leader. And just his journey, and that's why his book, Farmer Abel, I love that one as well as The Art of Servant Leadership. I highly recommend everybody buy that and read it. By the time you read those two books, you'll know if that's how you want to be or not.
Great point.
That's
it. Is it resonating with you? Mm-hmm. And you can also look, well, if something isn't working, like you were saying, sometimes it means, well, I need to check something. Maybe I should check this out. And you don't know till you practice it. And that's the key, you know, you like anything, see if it works, see if it makes a difference, you know.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite servant leadership story?
Oh, there's so many. There's so many. You know, I think, you know, having salespeople, you get a lot of old school sales where they know how to go in, get the sale, close them, you know, hard sell them. And doing these 90-day reviews, I think, is some of the neatest things. One of our gals actually brought me testimonies from clients we've had for 15 years. And one actually made a comment that she didn't know what was different about our company, but the last 3 years have been so much more fun to refer people to us. And I went, oh my gosh,
wow.
They're noticing. But you know, like we will now send little gifts to them now and then, and a little thank you card on there every year. Thank you for being with us another year. Well, that's just little things you do. We never used to do it. So I think the best story is when people see that we're evolving mm-hmm. into what we really want to become and what we want to be.
As you're putting the focus on your people, on your customers, on your mm-hmm. team, and by doing that, they are happier and inspired and do other great things for other people. So it is that pay it forward piece, isn't it?
It is. And we've always been referral-based. Our salespeople have never, ever had a quota or had to cold call on people, and that's unheard of in this industry to have the size company we have. And that, to me, again, is going back and honoring. When you honor people, you get raving fans, and they'll want to refer you to people. And that's, we've seen that time and time again. I get an average of 5 to 10 referrals in my email inbox every single week. And that's just me. That's not even my sales team. So it's incredible. And to have somebody email you and say, I hear you will take care of me. I hear you do a really good job. You're honest. You're going to let me know if you can help me out in this and that. I mean, there are some clients we haven't been able to help. So I just say, hey, you're good where you're at. And they look at me like, huh? But then they give me referrals because they know I'm honest.
Isn't that great? You've built trust by being authentic and honest.
Well, and that's serving. That's the servant leadership. If you're serving and honoring them, they're going to bless you back.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, it just, so you, how did you measure how this worked in your business, you know, from a profit standpoint?
Good question. It's actually pretty simple. We had over 200% growth in the last 3 years. Otherwise, we were growing little bits here and there, but no, hardly at all. So the growth has been incredible, just incredible. So, and that, to me, we talk about it as a team. We say, why are we doing, you know, what do we equate this to? And they all talk about servant leadership. When you've got every single person that works for you talking about the servant leadership and the giving back, and I can't thank you guys enough.
Well, we do get asked a lot. Thank you for that. But we get asked a lot, like, how do you measure the success of a servant leadership approach? And we usually say, how do you measure now? You're going to have the same measurements. Well, you don't put new measurements in.
So this is another way Our office staff, they smile. There's laughter going on. They are more efficient. If there's a project, they volunteer to stay later. We don't micromanage our office staff anymore. And they are, to have office staff that are happy, you know, and they were giving me a little bit of a hard time for being a tyrant today because I just gave them a list of things that needed to be done in the next 2 weeks. And they go, oh, fine, we'll stay till midnight tonight. And it's like, you know, they know that doesn't have to happen. But when you are honoring your employees, they will produce more for you and be more efficient, find systems. And they love it when they can have that self-respect.
So I think, yeah, you have a great story here of just starting, you know. And I know Cheryl Batchelder said, just go do this stuff. And I loved when she said that, because keep it simple. I mean, it doesn't have to be a huge initiation that just takes so much time for everybody. Just start with something simple and grow upon it. Sounds like a lot of what you did.
Well, and I encouraged everybody to read the books, those two books too. And but they do need to, you need to be able to tell them your vision. That's very important as an owner of a company and the president, that you have to tell them your vision. And you have to, and that's why including them in our core values for our company were really important to me. Because if they can't latch onto that and be part of the team, that it's not a good match. But that's what got them. When they got so excited when they saw that I totally agreed with their core values, and they go, really, this is going to be fun. And I wasn't the easiest person to have around. I'm very emotional and I get stressed out. And, you know, so it's fun for me to see that they actually enjoy when I'm in the office now. Or if I call one of my salespeople, they're not going, oh, no, it's Renee again, and hit the I'm not available button, you know, because I know that's what people did in the past. And so I think to look at where you came from and to be including the people in your journey, that's the fun part.
Yeah, that's great. And a good example of, you know, a servant. I think it's impossible to grow as a servant leader if you're not willing to look inside yourself. If you don't spend that time in internally, look at your motivations, your communications, everything about who you are, you're probably not going to be able to go a lot very far in this whole process. You know, it is an inward journey, and that's why it's not for the weak at heart. You know, people talk about, oh, servant leadership, it's so soft, but it's very challenging, really, to have situations that occurred, and the very first place you have to go is, how did I contribute to this? And you have to be, you know, somewhat kind to yourself through this process, too, because it certainly can be excruciating. But you do have to spend that time. Think about your thinking as one of our servant leadership behaviors, where, you know, it really is important. Do you have a favorite servant leadership behavior out of our nine that, I should say by favorite, that you particularly enjoy focusing on? Or
I'm working on right now is listen to understand. Because I'm always thinking of what needs to be done. So I will ask somebody a question, and I don't always listen to understand the real answer. So now I'm learning again through, you know, listening to your podcasts and everything and your webinars, is I will listen to the answer and then I repeat it back.
Good idea.
It has changed so much in my relationships with our business people. The other thing that I learned, and I don't remember exactly which one this was under, but I had to learn to apologize for screwing up or to, you know, being frustrated or saying something wrong. And so I'm really good at apologizing now. I have no ego. It has been erased with servant leadership.
That could definitely fall in many, but, you know, courageous conversations to me are times when you do have to say, hey, I'm sorry I did, you know, this or that or whatever it is. And it's not just so you go around apologizing, but, you know, it's accountability. Like, I played a part in this, and I'm sorry for that, and let's do what we need to do to repair it so we can move on. And so it actually, it's hard initially, but it actually clears things up quicker than, you know, stewing upon it for many days or something like that.
Yeah. Well, and the other person will appreciate it. You know, and the other thing I learned, too, in our office recently, I have a, well, she's not even new anymore, an executive assistant that is so willing to help. this again was part of, you know, the servant leadership, honoring her, that when she would screw up on a project, I found out it was because I didn't teach her the system right. I went, oh, man. So I couldn't even get mad at her for doing it wrong, because it's like, right. I say, okay, let's walk back and go through the system we do. And she actually did it according to the system, you know. So then I go back to the office manager and I say, you know, I think we need to tweak this. But I would not have ever taken the time to notice that. I would have chastised her right. for doing it wrong instead of, let's find out why you did it wrong.
And it, in the long run, it's going to save you so much time. Because you're going to be able to fix that problem by saying, here, let me train you better. Let me equip you. Mm-hmm. So that's fantastic. Yep. Well, Renee, you're a mom, a businesswoman, a servant leader, implementer, and a talk show host. Congratulations on your new television
Thank
show,
you.
Women Mean Business.
Yes.
Tell us about that program.
Okay, so this, again, it's amazing what happens when you honor people. Never has that been on my bucket list. Never, ever to do a TV show. And I was actually on a show with Sully. And he says, we've been looking for a woman to run a women's entrepreneur TV show. So it's called Women Mean Business with Renee Van Heel. We just finished the first season. We are going to get it all set up on the website and everything of our Pay It Forward processing website.
Okay.
So you can see it. It is going out on cable. So, but we are going to stream it other ways. So, but and thank you for being on my show.
That was great fun.
But it's women in business that have started maybe being a mom, or one gal was a bank president forever and went out on her own and started her own business. But it gives tools on how to start your business, but also tools on how to get through that fear.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do, or what's stopping me? Why am I stuck in my shoes? I also, teach people how to start home-based businesses, because I've done that in the past. So it's just going through life's experiences and sharing them with people, and bringing women that have the most amazing stories with gifts and talents that are out of this world, that I can't even come close to being with them. So
that's fantastic.
It's very cool.
It is, and it's great. It's a good time. I think I see more and more women helping women, which mm-hmm. is fantastic. Great to see that, you know, we're in it together here, and how can we help one another, not just women obviously, but, you know, just in general, the whole the world, if you will, is a better place when we say, hey, how can I bring value to
yeah.
you today? So that show certainly is doing that, so thank you for
you're
that.
You're welcome. But we all go through different experiences, and we need to learn from each other. I mean, I don't know if you've talked about yourself on this show with your past experiences, but you have so many experiences to bring to the table, you know, for business women. I mean, you had your own TV show.
Yeah, so I think it just, you know, it's a matter of, you know, it's great we have these outlets. And so here we have to kind of wrap this up here as we finish our conversation today. But if any of you ever at one of our servant leadership conferences, you'll probably see Renee. And she's got lots of enthusiasm, and she's probably the one jumping on stage saying, take my picture here, or I have a question. And that's just a great spirit. I encourage people, don't be intimidated. Just talk to people, ask questions. They're there to help you. You know, all of them are so generous with their time. We've been very blessed to have Ken Blanchard and John Maxwell and Cheryl and Stephen M. R. Covey and so many great people, Chris Stokes, to come and they're also passionate about spreading the word about servant leadership. So thank you for being part of our community here and bringing so much value to everybody. Really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you having me. And anything I can do to help spread the word on servant leadership, I'm here.
Okay, we're going to take you up on that.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode, and we encourage you to tune in to our other podcasts as we hear from people who are actively involved in the business of creating healthy workplaces grounded in servant leadership. We invite you to join us in person for our next Servant Leadership Experience on October 14, 2016 at Concordia University in Irvine, California, where we will present Servant Leadership at the Speed of Trust, a half-day event with servant leadership implementer Art Barter and Stephen M. R. Covey, trust expert and author of The Speed of Trust. For more information about the event or the Servant Leadership Institute, see our website at www.servantleadershipinstitute.com or email us at info@servantleadershipinstitute.com. Thanks for listening and allowing us to add value to your day.